It is an amazing thing that God has so desired that the next generation follow His will, that the instruction to the parents in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 1 through 14, would explain that they are to be examples and talk about the way of God to their children and to their children's children over and over and over again, reminding them that God is there. God's the reason for them to inhabit this land that they did not build or that they did not fix for wells. And God wants them to be reminded that He provided for them and for their betterment in future generations. So many of us fail to recognize the providence of God needs to be talked about steadily among the young people of our time and their children as well. Our grandchildren need to know that we trust in God and depend upon Him. Our Lord Jesus had begun the Sermon on the Mount as He talked about this. He said, "What do you more than others?" As He applied that to the situation of the heathens and of those who were publicans, tax collectors, He says, "What do you more than others?" The emphasis of Matthew chapter 5, the latter portion thereof, is to be people who serve the cause of God to those that really have not helped you yet. They need to be taught. They need to be converted. They need to be ushered into the presence of God. And the concept is, what do you more than others? When you just serve those who love you, just serve those who serve you, what more have you done to really help the cause of the Lord? Of course, we haven't done anything. And so if we do what Jesus said do, we'll apply it to our friends and neighbors as well as those that we scarcely know who really need the way of the Lord. Be a good example for Him. Talk about Him frequently. Notice what He said there in Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 7. You're to talk of the Lord when you rise up in the morning, when you go to bed at night, when you walk in the way, as you find yourself going about daily activities. Remind folks of the Lord. Remind your children and your children's children of the Lord around you. He is present. He made it possible for us to breathe. He made it possible for us to transfer energy from food that we eat into energy in our body. He made it possible for us to be able to hear and be possibility to teach others. He made it possible for us. We're thankful to Him for that. And we must remind others about Him. The message of the Lord is found in Romans chapter 8 again and again, where Paul speaks regarding the providence of the Lord. And he uses this word. He says, "We know that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord and to those that are the called according to His purpose." Notice that God cares about us enough that not everything is good, but He works everything to our ultimate good. We know that God works everything to our good. The blending of this into the ways of life are good. A philanthropist of years gone by met with a lady friend who had soiled a silk handkerchief with India ink. This India ink had so stained that handkerchief that she was ashamed of it and was several days in mourning about the fact that this was a blackened, terribly soiled silk handkerchief, which was a gift from a good friend. But now it was just useless. However, John Ruskin, the philanthropist and the artist, asked that she might give it to him. She said, "That'll be the best thing to do. Get it out of my sight because it is terrible. I have had the accident with India ink and therefore it is not good at all." He took the handkerchief. John Ruskin went to his parlor. He began to work with that ink. He began to work with other colors of ink that he had. And before long, he wove into that fabric. He blended in other colors to the degree that you could hardly tell the black India ink was in one spot at one time a deepened stain. Ruskin took it back with him on a trip to visit her again. He brought out this colorful handkerchief, beautifully displayed, and she made out over it. She just absolutely enjoyed what she saw, complimented it highly, and all the above, she couldn't believe that such a beautiful handkerchief he had found to replace the one she had soiled earlier. But he explained to her it was not a new handkerchief at all. It was the very one that she had handed to him to get out of the house because it had been soiled. He explained to her, "What you're seeing here are the colors of the rainbow. And as those colors have blended in with this once a stain, it has made the stain to all but disappear into the fabric of the other colors, and now it's a beautiful handkerchief." She held it to her breast. She was so overjoyed to have this treasure. She could hardly believe that at one time she had soiled it so terribly with India ink. When you and I look at the things around our lives, and we see that Paul there in Romans 8 says we know that all things work together for good. He did not say that all things are good, but he did say that they work together. They work together in a blend, as it were, to help us realize that at one time, when something was dark and terrible, it was from something from which we learned, and we never really had it as we blended it in with the rest of our lives. My grandmother taught me to sing, and in the process of that, she taught me all the elements of music. And as we sang the soprano 1 week, and the alto another week, and then the tenor another week, and finally the bass another week, we studied together the psalm, "Here we are but straying pilgrims, here our path is often dim, but to cheer us on our journey, here we sing this wayside hymn. Yonder over the rolling river, where the bright and shining by." What a good thing it is to remain reminded of this. And then one day, when I went up on the hill to visit Grandma Rawson, she said, "Son, I want to teach you today to sing blend." I said, "Blend?" She said, "Yes. Those are the notes between all the other major notes." She said, "Not every song leader is going to lead it high enough for you to sing your part or low enough for you to sing your part. But you can always blend in with it in the in-between notes." Thus, we began the order for a week, singing not the soprano, not the alto strictly, not the bass, not the tenor, but a blend that wove itself into the sound of all the other stanzas and speeches and song parts. I'll never forget that. We sing today in churches, conversation like that. We sing blend. Why, one person may not sound like a very good bass or a very, very good alto or a very good soprano or tenor, but blend it in with the rest of everyone. It's the opportunity for us to grow and be the kind of people that appreciate singing praise to God and encouragement one to another. Yes, this is the Bible teaching about the subject of helping our children to realize that mistakes that are made are just that. Learn from them, benefit from them, go forward, weave in another color, weave in another experience in life, make it blend in with your life, and you will have a great blessing from God Himself for that. Thank you for your time today. God bless you in every good way as we faithfully serve Him. Remember that in the subject of salvation, there are 9 detailed examples given in the Acts of the Apostles. People heard the gospel in every instance. They believed. Some of the verses tell us that they confessed the Lord, others that they repented, others that they were all baptized into Christ. As they began to live that new life, some of them did not live it faithfully. And in Acts chapter 8, we read of Simon the sorcerer, who found himself acting up and not doing the Lord's will, and he's told he can come back to the Lord in repentance and prayer, that his thought and intent of his heart might be forgiven him. God cares about us, and He wants us to remember Him and work with Him. As a result, we can be the people that God would have us to be. Coming up this next weekend, we have the Hymns Quartet coming to sing in the community on Friday night at 7 o'clock at the Crockett Community Center. And then on Saturday morning at 10 o'clock, they begin studies with young people in our Youth Day, as we have a Youth Day and invite youth all over this area, Mississippi and Tennessee, to come and be a part of our Crockett Youth Day. Lunch is served that particular day, and there are crafts that reinforce the idea of the second stanza. Be a person who not only sings, but also sing a second stanza. Be a person who's a friend, but also invite them to come and sit with me. Thus it is we can help the cause of God, and we'll have a great weekend, February the 16th and 17th of 2018. God bless you. Come and be with us.